Welcome to the live broadcast of a service for the worship of God, which is coming to you from the sanctuary of Grace Covenant Presbyterian Church in Richmond, Virginia.
Well, good morning.
Welcome to Grace Covenant Presbyterian Church. It is wonderful to join with all of you on this first Sunday of the month. We have so many joys to celebrate. Last night in this sanctuary, we had the wedding of Ann Randolph Tabb and Everett Reevely. This morning, we have a couple PCUSA mission co-workers from Germany with us. Alethea and Reverend Ryan White is with us as well, and they gave a Sunday school on their work with the Iranian Presbyterian Church in Berlin, Germany, and what God is doing there in the last 4 years of their mission work. And they're also helping lead us in worship. And in a unique way during the Lord's Supper, and so look forward to sharing in that. And then, of course, we have a baptism. Emmeline King Malin is with us, and we are just so grateful to celebrate the gift of that sacrament. So it is a full Sunday. It is a joyful Sunday. A couple things just to highlight in your bulletin. It's been a full month, and what a good month. The Loaves and Fishes drive that went on throughout May. Ultimately, we have about $22,500 more in that fund because of your incredible generosity in that. And so grateful for what's been done there. We had about 70 or 80 people Thursday night in our fellowship hall for the Jobs for Life graduation. We saw four graduate from that program that our mission committee has so faithfully helped lead along. And you can read details in your bulletin about that and folks who were involved. Our elevator works. No small thing. That's been months in the making and working, and we've got the new elevator up and installed and working, and we're grateful for that. I invite you to stand wherever you are. Greet a few folks around you, and invite you to begin finding your seats again as we prepare our hearts and minds to worship the living God.
Once again, welcome to the live broadcast of a service for the worship of God, which is coming to you from the sanctuary of Grace Covenant Presbyterian Church at 1627 Monument Avenue in Richmond, Virginia. This is the 94th year of radio ministry at Grace Covenant, and today's broadcast is number 4844. The Reverend Mr. Robert Holm Lippert is our pastor. This morning's sermon, entitled Words of Life, will be delivered by Reverend Mr. Holm Lippert. Assisting in the service today are Christopher Martin, our Director of Music and Organist, the Chancel Choir, and Reverend Ryan White. Our church is handicapped accessible with an elevator, wheelchairs, hearing assistance, and large print bulletins and hymnals. Child care is provided for infants, toddlers, and kindergartners. Worship kits are available for older children at the entrance to the sanctuary. Our opening hymn is Come, Thou Almighty King, which is number 139 in the Presbyterian hymnal.
Good morning. Please join me in the call to worship. The God of the whirlwind and fire sweeps into our presence in this hour. Glory be to God who strengthens us and blesses all people with peace. God who called all the world into being calls forth new life in us today. Glory be to God in whose creative purpose we are claimed and empowered. God, whose spirit unites all people in a common language of love, confirms God's gifts in us as we gather here. Glory be to God, who created light in which we can walk in confident expectation.
Let us join in the prayer of confession found in your bulletin. Holy God, you have poured out your Spirit upon us, and yet we so often resist your Spirit. We too readily race ahead with our plans and dreams. We are slow to attend to you and your plans. We too readily speak words filled with anxiety, gossip, and fear. We are slow to speak words that build up, reconcile, and empower. Wash us anew by the power of your gracious word, that our ways and our words might be holy, faithful, and just. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God is love, and God's love is shown most clearly to us in the person of Jesus Christ. And we believe that when we come and we confess our sins, that there is no condemnation for all who follow in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please be seated. And at this time, I would like to invite the Malin family, as well as Diana and Reverend Christopher Tweel, and of course Dana McKnight, on behalf of Session. We have the joy of celebrating this baptism. Many of you recognize the Malins. They are members here, but last summer, job and family situation, they ended up moving to North Carolina. And they have a couple churches that may become their church home. But they really wanted to have the baptism here because as a married couple, they really found themselves rooted in their faith in a powerful and great way. They love you all. And so we said, yeah, let's. They're members here. We want to surround you and support you. Let's have the baptism here. And so we're excited to do that. And in a minute, you all will get to stand and say, yes, we as a congregation are going to surround Emmeline with our love and support. And yes, though they're going back to North Carolina, our yes is in part a yes to prayer. And it is a yes in the fact that we are part of the body of Christ. And we're saying yes on behalf of and alongside of the body of Christ that will and does surround them in North Carolina. And for that, we give thanks on this day.
Day to be having a baptism, especially a baptism of someone who we will miss on our hearts as you physically go somewhere else. My young friends sometimes come here and join us for baptisms, which is great, and you guys can get a good seat. But if you look right behind Pastor Bobby, maybe Pastor Bobby moves a little bit, can you see the bird? You see that? Okay, see, and you see that's a dove. And you see in front of the dove, what's in front of the dove? Yeah, we've been talking about fire in Children's Chapel, about the Holy Spirit coming and landing. And when we baptize with water and the Spirit. And it's that Holy Spirit that is going to continue to connect our families together after this day with this beautiful child who we will pray for, who we will think of, who we will fully expect at least a few visits so we can watch her grow in faith with God.
On behalf of Session, I present to you Emmeline King Malin, daughter of Liz and David Malin, to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Liz and Dave, our prayer and hope is very much that one day Emmeline will speak for herself a confession of faith and in the knowledge and love of Jesus Christ. This day, she cannot. But we proclaim God's grace is so great that it extends already to her in Jesus Christ. And you all, as parents, then answer these questions on behalf of yourselves and your commitment to see her know the I do answer to these questions one day herself. Trusting in the gracious mercy of God, do you turn from the ways of sin and renounce evil and its power in the world? And do you turn to Jesus Christ? And accept him as your Lord and Savior, trusting in his grace and love. Relying on God's grace, do you promise to live the Christian faith and to teach that faith to Emmeline? I do. And Diana is here as a sponsor. All of us are called to surround Emmeline with our love, our prayers, and support. And in a particular way, you've been invited to do just that. And so I ask you this question. Do you promise through prayer and example to support and encourage Emmeline to be a faithful Christian?
Please stand. Do you, as members of the Church of Jesus Christ, promise to guide Emmeline by word and deed, with love and prayer, encouraging her to know and follow Christ and to be a faithful member of his church? If you do, please respond with, we do. Please be seated.
Excellent. And I forgot, Christopher was helpful. If there are any other children that want a front row seat and want to see the baptism a little closer, absolutely, feel free to move forward. We're going to continue with the baptism by joining in prayer. We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over water, Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through waters, you led the children of Israel out of bondage and into the land of promise. In water, your son Jesus received the baptism of John, was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Christ, that he might lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin and into everlasting life. We thank you, loving God, for the water of baptism. For in it we are buried with Christ in his death. By it we share in the resurrection. Through it we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. We pray that you would pour out your Holy Spirit, that as Emmeline is made a new creation through these baptismal waters, she may grow in the knowledge and love of you. She may know the freedom, the power, the hope that is in you, both now and always. We make our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Emmeline King Malin, child of the covenant, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And may the blessings of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you this day and always. Amen. Emmeline, oh, you know these lovely folks, don't you? That's family, right? And then can you peek behind them? You see the choir there? Yeah, yeah, they're checking you out. Let me turn this direction. Oh, my. Look at all those folks who have also named themselves family. Because that's exactly what we have in Jesus Christ. We are brought together as sisters and brothers in one big family. And we are so grateful that transcends every tribe, tongue, and nation. It crosses state lines so that we can say yes in Virginia, and the folks in North Carolina can say yes, and we can all be part of a community who supports you with our prayers, who supports you with our encouragement. As we see you growing up and we see your gifts, we want to name those. We've said yes to naming those and helping you develop. We've said yes to helping you see how Jesus is at work within you and around you, that one day you might name for yourself God's amazing love that holds you. And Emmeline, we now, as a community of faith, as a family of faith, are going to offer a prayer over you and your family. Our gracious God, we are so grateful that you have made all of us, sisters and brothers, one great family in you. And in a specific and special way, we pray for the Malin family, that you would continue to pour out your goodness and grace and favor on Liz and Dave as they grow into parenthood. Would you give them all measure of wisdom and strength and support? May the church community they know in North Carolina undergird them and surround them and love them into a fullness of what it means to be a mother and a father. And Emmeline, we pray that she would be surrounded with loving parents and grandparents and then just family members in Jesus Christ like Diana, who show her the way and who lift up her gifts time and again. We make our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. In keeping with our promise to raise our children in the knowledge and love of Jesus Christ, all of our children 6 years and younger who would like can join Reverend Christopher Tweel up front. As the family, you're invited to be seated. And Christopher is going to take them out to Children's Chapel, where they're going to grow and worship together, and parents, you'll be able to pick them up after the service of worship. Let us pray. Oh God, so often we are a people of many words, so much chatter within and without. But now in this moment, quiet every idle word and open us to the singular living word that we might be nourished upon your life and your way. Amen. These last few weeks in worship, we have been looking at the book of Ecclesiastes. It'll take us to the end of June. And we have heard from this Kohelet, that's the Hebrew word for the teacher or the preacher who has gathered all the people to hear his wisdom. And we have seen that for the most part, his is a deep wisdom, but it is a wisdom full of despair. There is nothing new under the sun. Nothing ever changes, we heard a few weeks ago. And then he says, you know what? More knowledge, more wisdom, it actually just leads to more sorrow, more confusion. It's impossible to tell what time it is. Was it a time to do this or a time to do that with my life, our lives? Last week, it's impossible to do any kind of real, lasting justice in this world. Time and again, there is this despair at life under the sun, as he puts it, this lament. But then chapter 5, which is our reading today, it's one of the few places his voice changes. He offers a notably different tone and perspective. It's a passage really reminiscent of Psalm 73. If you read through it, the psalmist is lamenting, why do the evil and my foes, they seem to prevail and prosper? And then he writes, when I tried to understand all this, it troubled me deeply.
Due to technical difficulties, a portion of today's sermon was not recorded.
How important is this point that Kohelet says, honestly, it's better, again, if you just don't say the words or the prayers or any of it, if it's just thoughtlessly chattering away, come to listen. And so what does it look like for us to guard our steps before God? What does it look like to create that space within and without that allows us to truly listen for that which is of heaven, that might shape and inform our hearts and ways on earth? For some of us, it's a few deep, faithful prayers of breath. For many, it's that prelude space in the worship service that is so important for opening the heart. Still others start earlier in the morning. Certain routines are essential for your heart's posture to open vulnerably. But whatever it is that allows you to truly be freely present before the living God, the call of Kohelet is to prioritize doing that. Guard. Do whatever it takes. Make that a priority. Because if we can open long enough before living water, before our God who is in heaven, we may not hear from God all of the answers. We may not be given perfect clarity on all the matters before us and in this world, but our godly imagination will be stirred because we will have a clearer vision of the heavenly and what it might look like for life on earth to be as it is in heaven. As I watched Leo stare so determinedly at that water, it struck me that these minutes in front of that water was probably blowing away all of his previous paradigms about how gravity works. Up until that last week, everything in his life told him that things go down, not up. Open the hands in the high chair and the macaroni and cheese goes down every time and Dexter eats it. Step down a step and you fall forward. Turn the cup upside down, the water goes down. But now, for the first time, something is going up that has gone down every other time. Water is going up. The paradigm is being blown open. I can't imagine what's spinning in his head. If we come before God without all of our chatter within and without, if we come foremost seeking to simply attend and listen, we will begin to see that ours is a God of living water that works and travels in surprising and upside down ways that fundamentally turn over our paradigms. For instance, if we come foremost seeking to listen and attend, we will hear Jesus speak really upside down things, right? Just when we kind of assumed it really is, it's better and best to have money and means. It's unfortunate for those souls that are really just trying to get by. And that's just about as obvious as the direction gravity pulls. And then we listen before living water who speaks, blessed are the poor The last shall be first. Just when all the chatter trumpets to us the importance of being happy and finding happiness and feeling happy and doing whatever it takes to be in that space, we then settle before living water who speaks, "Blessed are those who mourn." Just when all the chatter makes you believe that you really do, you need to worry more about but your savings and the retirement and the children and what's going to become of the grandchildren. Are you doing enough about this situation, that problem? You get before that living water shooting upwards. Rejoice in the Lord always. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Just when all the world's chatter makes it clear how you should deal with the people who have wronged you or forgotten you or overlooked you, who have wronged the city, who have voted differently, who have wronged the nation, well, it's an eye for an eye, it's jail for the bad, it's bombs for the evil. I mean, that's not rocket science, that's the direction gravity goes with these things. Ah, but you attend before living water. Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Put away your sword, Peter. Forgive 70 times 7. Or again, just when our guilt, our shame, our failing, our disappointment with ourselves, our addiction comes back, pulls us down again, we feel that gravity has forever pressed us into this failure. We attend for living water, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You are free. Perhaps most stunning of all, just when we thought death is surely the inevitable end, death, the most obvious, most powerful of all gravitational pulls on this earth, we attend, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live." You stare and listen for Jesus, and what you hear come through is nothing short of gravity-defying water breaking through what we assume to be utterly concrete realities. It is fountains of life shooting in the opposite direction. That's what we get when we come before God. And we stare long enough, and the imagination becomes sanctified with holy possibilities so upside down and so good, we never would have dreamt them or even hoped for them had we just remained running all around with our anxious chatter, the only thing we can hear. You see, I think as followers of Jesus Christ in our day and age, and as busy as we all are, and as many words as we have in our society, I think our most needful thing is not 3 or 4 tips on how to live better, to be a little better, to get straightened out a little better, back on track. What we need in the church are sanctified imaginations captured by our paradigm-breaking God. I love that quote from the early 20th century French writer Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. "If you want to build a ship, don't drum up the men to gather wood, divide the work, and give orders. Instead, teach them to yearn for the vast and endless sea." If you want to see lives truly change, you want to see the church grow and flourish, you want to see God and God's kingdom built and grown in this city, in this world, don't provide a list of do's and don'ts. Attend fully to the gravity-defying living water who is Jesus and find yourselves captive to something previously unimaginable. I mean, this really is what happened on Pentecost as described in Acts 2, right? Jesus has told his disciples in chapter 1 to wait in Jerusalem for the promised Holy Spirit. No moving, no planning, no figuring it all out, just open, listening posture. And then chapter 2, you heard, suddenly from heaven, the space where God fully dwells, suddenly from heaven the Holy Spirit falls on this eclectic group of people, if we keep reading, people of different tribes, tongues, and nations, people who could not previously even communicate are now understanding each other in different languages. I mean, this is a water-defying gravity moment. I mean, who could have imagined words being used in ways where people of different cultures, backgrounds are now connecting, reconciling, making community? All these words And it's beautiful. And in our world of heightened division and where different people groups and like thinking groups and like educated group and like looking groups would congregate almost like a gravitational pull, we can barely imagine, I think, this upside down scene. But the truth is, I believe God wants to do things in our lives and in this church, in our city, that are truly beyond what we could ever ask or imagine. And we say, well, how will that practically happen? What's the next practical step? Heed the word of Jesus and become like a child. Because oftentimes it is we adults who get so anxious or antsy or bored, and we try to move on to the next thing or get to the next thing or speak up when the silence is awkward or difficult. Become like a child. Situate yourself before living water and stare and listen with wonder and intensity. Let Jesus shape your heart's imagination. And in that reverent listening, your heart is captured with a yearning for the vast and endless sea of God's kingdom within here and out there. You will have the most central thing you need for the previously unimaginable journey. Amen. In response to God's word, I invite us to stand together as we sing, Come, O Spirit, dwell among us.
You are listening to the live broadcast of a worship service at Grace Covenant Presbyterian Church. You have just heard this morning's sermon entitled Words of Life, which was delivered by Reverend Mr. Robert Holm Lippert. The congregation will now join in singing, Come, O Spirit, dwell among us, which is number 129 in the Presbyterian hymn.
Let us remain standing as we confess together the foundation of our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. At this time in the service of worship, you are invited to discern how God is calling you to give financially of all that God has entrusted you with. A reminder, it's the first Sunday of the month, and so any offering that is given above and beyond your normal tithes and offering, or is just placed loose change in the plate, that will go half of the offering to our 5 cents a meal ministry, which helps relieve hunger in the area, and our Loaves and Fishes Fund, which we've been doing a pledge drive in the month of May for, and you can read more about that in the back of your bulletin. But we again are so grateful for being able to see over $22,000 raised in that effort on behalf of families in need here and missionaries overseas. Finally, I'll remind you, you have your communication cards in your bulletin, and just let us know you're here. You can put that in the offering plate, and certainly if we can come alongside you and be in prayer or thanks with you, you can put that on the communication card as well. Gracious God, we give thanks for so faithfully shaping us in Christ Jesus, molding us more into your image, pouring out your grace time and again. Every good and perfect gift we name is truly from you. Take these, our tithes, our offerings, and we pray you would receive them in our spirit of gratitude and use them to your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. This time I'd like to invite Reverend Ryan White to join me and preside at the table. And I'll explain in a moment some of what will be unique in his presence here. Ryan and his wife Alethea are missionary co-workers in Germany. They work with the Iranian Presbyterian Church in Berlin, and grateful for their work. And many of you experienced what they do in that ministry during Sunday school. And today we come before this table on Pentecost Sunday, and we one of the things we remember is just how long and wide this table stretches. This is a table where the Holy Spirit has gathered people from every tribe, tongue, and nation. Something really almost inconceivable to our imaginations. But we're going to gather at this supper, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, we're going to attend openly and faithfully to be nourished on Jesus' love in this meal and to consider anew just how far and wide that love extends. And one of the things that will help us in our imaginations and our hearts even get around that is I'm going to do the words of institution as we do every time in English, and then Ryan's going to do the same words in Farsi. And we'll have an audible way of really appreciating this Pentecost Sunday, what it means to be a people of every tribe, tongue, and nation. Let us prepare our hearts by going to our Lord in prayer. Gracious God, with joy we praise you. For you have created heaven and earth. You have made us in your image. You have kept covenant with us even when we fell into sin. We give you thanks for Jesus Christ, our Lord, who by his life, death, and resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Holy Spirit, we pray you would kindle our memories that we might recall the great love of Jesus and his sacrifice in this time, in this meal. We pray you would slow our words and our thoughts, open us to listen, and lift us into a full awareness of your presence during this meal that we might be nourished on your generous love and find wonder in how wide that love stretches. And we pray that you might spur our hope in this meal as we consider one day your church throughout all time will gather visibly with one another at your great banquet. We make our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took a loaf of bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and said, "This is the cup of the new covenant, sealed in my blood for the forgiveness of your sins. Do this in remembrance of me." The Apostle Paul goes on to tell us that as often as we eat of this bread and drink of this cup, we proclaim our Lord's saving death until he comes again. These are the gifts of God of the people of Jesus Christ of every tribe, tongue, and nation, and you are invited.
The communion service is at once a memorial of Christ's sacrificial death, a renewal of the spiritual relationship of believers with him and with each other in the community of faith, and an anticipation of the great heavenly banquet yet to come. By this supper, we are brought into closer communion with God and with other Christians, not only those present at this particular service, but also with those in all times and places, those spread around the world, and those who have gone on before us. The great communion of all the saints. That is why the sacrament of the Lord's Supper is also referred to as communion. For the past hour, you have been listening to the worship service at Grace Covenant Presbyterian Church in Richmond, Virginia. Also assisting in the service today were Alethea White and Christopher Tweel, our associate pastor for Christian education. Please join us again next Sunday through our radio ministry or in our sanctuary at 1627 Monument Avenue. Your announcer today has been John Harris, and the engineers were Steve Kemp and Cameron Baird. This service streams live and can be accessed through the church's website, which is grace-covenant.org. We now return you to Christian Talk Radio on WLES. Body of Christ broken for each of you. Take and eat.
blood of Christ shed for each of you. Take and drink. Let us go to our God in prayer. Our gracious God of every tribe, tongue, and nation, we come in thanks for this meal shared with sisters and brothers across this globe and across all time. We give thanks for your nourishing love, a love that breaks concrete reality of sin and evil and death, your love which flows upward and takes along a stream of life that we could never have imagined. Help us, God, to be silent long enough to hear just how your love, which has filled us in this meal, is being called to overflow in surprising and new ways. Help your world, amid the grief of still more terror, still more refugee boats, still more quiet sufferings in hospitals and on streets, in large homes and in small tents, in times of transition, in times of painful sameness. Help your world. May the upward breaking of your water of life course through us, your church. Might we be used as a central conduit of your help, your hope. Continue to slow our anxious chatter. Quicken our listening and give us holy imaginations and then settled determination to be a people who, so nourished upon your word and water, go and use our words in holy ways, encouraging ways, uplifting ways, solace-giving ways, advocating ways, barrier-breaking ways. What is the next good word we are to speak? And to whom? But please, God, let us not speak a moment before we are fully settled in you to further do just that. We offer the prayer that you taught us, enfolding our every praise and petition, and saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Invite us to stand as we sing together our closing hymn, Go to the World. reminders, we have again with us Alethea and Ryan White, Presbyterian Mission co-workers in Germany. And if you want to say hi to them or ask them about their work with Iranian refugees or compare notes to what we are doing with refugees, please do catch them after worship. And of course, the Malins are with us. Emmeline was baptized a little earlier in the service, and we are just so abundantly grateful to have been able to participate in that sacrament. And so there is cake in the social room celebrating that special occasion. And I understand an abundance of cakes even. And so I do hope you're able to go down there and celebrate alongside them. We step back into a world full of words and chatter and texts and email and words, let alone whatever's flying around inside here. What does it look like by the power of the Holy Spirit to guard your steps, to come again this week in reverent wonder before living water that is breaking through what we thought was settled concrete realities? What would it look like to have our imaginations provoked anew this week? As your heart seeks to create just such a space, go in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, both now and always. Amen.